Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, spiritual understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the Anointing One, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're going to continue our teaching on the subject, faith, our way of life. Once again, faith, our way of life. So if you open your books to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to read verse number 7. And it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Once again, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And that word walk in this verse simply means to live. So we could say it like this: we live by faith, not by sight. And that word sight means things that are perceived by our senses. So if we want to read that for study purposes, we could read it like this: for we live by faith, not by the things which are perceived by our senses. Amen. Now please go to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Again, Romans, chapter 10. And we're going to read verse 17. And it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Once again, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if we were to read this verse and stop after hearing, well, we'll be a little confused, because you can hear things and some things can be negative or positive. It's like you turn on the news today and you listen to the news. Well, all you're going to hear is negative. Negative news, nothing positive. Very seldom will you hear anything positive on the news. So let's continue reading, but what this scripture says. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So when we hear faith, it has to be by the word of God. In the book of John, chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus tells us something very important. He says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is true. So the word of God, what we hear, is truth. Amen. And our final foundational scripture is in Hebrews chapter 11. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to read verse number 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Now, I want you to notice something in this verse. It does not tell us that without praise and worship, it is impossible to please him. It didn't say without going to church, it is impossible to please him. And it didn't say without paying your tithes and offerings and gifts of love, it is impossible to please him. No, that verse says without faith, it is impossible to please him. So faith must be very important to our Heavenly Father. And it should be important to us. We should understand it, know what it is, and how to use it and apply it to our lives as Christians. Amen. Because that is very important to our Heavenly Father. And the scripture goes on to tell us that he rewards those who diligently seek him. That's why you must study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of the truth. Amen. So faith is very, very important for the believer. Amen. Now, please go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. And we're going to read verse number 12. And it simply says, fight the good fight of faith. Once again, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Now, this verse tells us three things. First of all, it lets us know that we are in a fight. We are in a fight. Amen. Secondly, we are in a good fight. Again, we are in a good fight. And thirdly, we are in a fight of faith. We are in this fight whether we want to be or not. You are in this fight because you were born into this world as humans. And secondly, when you became a born-again Christian, that magnified the situation, because Satan doesn't like Christians. Think with me for a moment. All our life is a fight. Even non-Christians live in a fight. Amen. Now go with me to the book of James, chapter 4. The book of James, chapter 4. Now, we as Christians, we have to understand that we have an adversary. And that adversary is Satan himself and all his imps. So we have to be alert and on guard for him at all times. So James, chapter 4, verse number 7. And it says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Once again, it says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Now, most people, when they quote this verse, they quote it like this. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. They say resist the devil and he will flee from you. But that is not what that verse says. That verse does not say that. It says this. It says, therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Now, anytime you see the word therefore in a verse, stop for a moment and think, what is it therefore? So the word therefore simply means now then. It means now then. So if we were to read this scripture, we can say read it like this. Now then, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And that word resist, it simply means to stand against or to withstand. To stand against or to withstand. And submit means to obey. To be under obedience and to submit self unto another. So, if we were to read that scripture, we can say, now then, stand against the devil, obey the word, and he will flee from you. Amen. So, we have to understand, we have to submit. And the reason most Christians have been given so much hell all their lives is because they refuse to submit to the word of God. They can't physically see God, so they have a problem submitting to him. See, the way you submit to God is by being submitted to the word of God. Because God and his word are one. They cannot be separated. They are one. Amen. If you worked on a job and your boss sent a memo to his secretary requesting you do a certain assignment and you refuse to carry them out, you could be reprimanded or even fired because you did not submit to your boss's request. But if you are submitted to your boss, you are submitted to the memo. Because the memo came from the boss. Am I correct on that? Well, God has sent you a memo directly from the head office of heaven, the secretary, the Holy Spirit, and delivered it. And it is the Bible, the word of God. Amen. So we have to learn to submit to God's word. He says, therefore, or now then, submit to God. When you submit to the word, then and then only, can you have the right to resist the devil. Let me repeat that. I don't want that to go past you. When you submit to the word, then and only then, can you have the right to resist the devil. You do not have a right to resist the devil if you're not submitted to the word of God, because you're not submitted to the truth. Amen. It does not only say fight him, it says resist him. And the Bible says he will flee from you. And that word flee simply means he will run from you. So you see that you are in a fight, but it is a faith fight, not a devil, a demon, or people fight, but it's a faith fight. It is waged in the spirit realm, and it all starts in your mind. That's where Satan wants to attack you, in your mind. The only reason Satan comes after you and shoots at you all the time is because the only thing that is important to Satan and his demons is your faith. That is all. Because that is all you have to win with. Amen. It's our faith. He will attack your family, your marriage, your finances, your businesses, your professions, even your physical body with sickness and disease. Because the scripture says he only comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. That is his MO. But he really does not care about you or your body. All he wants to do is to separate you from your faith. If he can separate you from your faith and cause your faith to be inoperative, he will then have control of your life. Amen. Your faith is up for the taking. That's right. It is up for the taking. That is why God says, fight the good fight of faith. See, it is a good fight because we have already won. Jesus did the fighting for us. We just have to understand that we have the victory and walk in that victory boldly. The only thing that makes you dangerous to Satan is your faith. That's the only thing. It is the same in the natural realm. It is not the person who is the problem, but it is the disease. Let me repeat that. It is not the person who is the problem, but the disease. It is the contagion, not the person. And the word contagion, C-O-N-T-A-G-I-O-N, means the communication of disease from one person to another by close contact. And so it is not the person. If the person didn't have the disease, you wouldn't have to worry about it because he couldn't spread it to you. He's not a carrier of the disease. The person is irrelevant. If that person did not have the contagion, there would be no problem. The person has the contagion, the disease. It is the disease that is the problem, not the person. But people are carriers of diseases. So are Christians, but we are carriers of faith. Amen. Yes, we are carriers of faith. And we have to understand our position as believers and what we have a responsibility as the faith to take the faith out so people can hear the faith, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Your faith in the spirit realm to Satan is just like AIDS or tuberculosis to a human in the natural realm. Both are contagious. And so faith will be contagious. That's why Satan hates it. And he'll do anything he can to stop that from being disseminated to the world. He wants to destroy you and stop you inoperative with your faith. That is what makes you dangerous, is your faith. Now, please turn with me to the book of John, chapter 15. Again, that's book of John, chapter 15. And let's look at this with a comparison about carrying the disease and being spreading faith. So John chapter 15, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5. Remember, I said it's not the person, but it is the disease, the contagion. John 15, beginning with verse 1, and it says, and this is Jesus speaking, and he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Amen. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So we see here, without Jesus, without the word, we can do nothing. And once we have that word, we are the contagion of faith, and we're able to speak it, and other people are able to hear it and to receive it. Amen. See, that is the reason why the devil has never bothered anyone before they receive the Holy Spirit and start speaking with other tongues and become involved with a church like Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we teach the word and we teach people how to walk by faith and not by sight. They never had a problem with the devil, because Satan is trying to intimidate you, back you down, and get you separated from your faith. That's all he wants to do. Satan did not have to waste any energy on you, because he already had you in his web. You were no threat to his domain, and you only shoot at those who are a problem or threat to you. He did not attack you until you start living in line with the word of God, because that is when you pose a threat to him. You will begin to contaminate everyone with that virus, the virus of faith. Amen. But until then, Satan didn't care about you, because you were not a threat to him. Amen. Now, please go with me to the book of 1 John, chapter 4. Again, 1 John, chapter 5. I said 1 John, chapter 4, but it's actually 1 John, chapter 5. And we're going to read verse 4. Thank you. And it says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Hallelujah. Now, I would like to read that verse from another translation. And this is going to be from the New Testament of Modern Speech by Richard Francis Weymouth. I like it a little better, but just pay attention. It says, "For every child of God overcomes the world, and the victorious principles which has overcome the world is our faith." Amen. Now, I think that magnifies it a little more, because I like the word "every child of God" rather than "whatever," because whatever is born cannot be born of God. A whatever is born cannot be born of God. The word "whatever" cannot be a person, but it could be a tree, a dog, or a mountain. But a child of God can be born of God. And it goes on to say, every child of God overcomes the world. So are you a child of God? Then if your answer is no, then you are an overcomer of this world. Think for a moment. If you are a world overcomer, and the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 37, it says, and this is from the New Testament in Modern Speech, it says, "Yet amid all things, we are more than conquerors through him who has loved us." Amen. Let me repeat that. It says, "Yet amid all things, we are more than conquerors through him who has loved us." Amen. Yes, you, we, and us are world overcomers. Amen. And we have to understand that. What does the word "world" in that verse mean? We usually think of the world as the planet Earth in which we live. But in this verse, it is not talking about the physical planet, the terra firma. It is talking about the world system, the system which Satan controls. Now, please go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. See, Satan is the god of this world. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to read verse number 4. And it says, in whom the god of this present age has blinded their unbelieving minds so as to shut out the sunshine of the good news of the glory of the Christ, who is the image of God. Satan is called the god of this present age, not the god of all ages, but he is the god of this world system. Amen. And we have to understand it. He is the god of this world system. And we have to understand that he is our adversary. That is why it is so messed up, in chaos, and out of order. Well, you know what? I am just about finished for today. But please join us next week when we continue our teaching on faith, our way of life. But until then, please remember these words from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It simply says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We'll see you next week. Until then, may God's riches continue to be blessed in your life. To God be all the glory.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.